Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
I would like to demonstrate a fantastic utility for the Mac. Rock it, it's free, although you can pay for certain upgrades, but I'm going to show you what you get for free, and it's brilliant. I've been working with the developer Matthew Palmer, and he's been super keen to make sure it's accessible. Before now, the options that it brought up when you want to insert emoji, which is, by the way, what this is all about, easily, quickly inserting emojis into anywhere that you can type. The options didn't used to speak, but they do now. So he was super helpful there. And he's in fact added in a whole extra tab for accessibility in the preferences pane, which we'll look at in a moment. But I'm just going to show you. I'm in the Mac here. I'm in
Notes, three running applications.
I'm in Notes. Let's create a new note with Command N.
New note, edit text.
New note, edit text. And now, if I start typing, I'll tell you what I'm typing because I haven't got key repeat on. I'm typing colon R.
Happy man raising one hand.
O.
Man throwing the vote. System has a new window.
C.
Rocket.
Oh, and you probably heard there that it was giving me matches based upon the letters that I'm typing. So I typed colon and straight away afterwards, I typed R-O-C and it's brought me to rocket. So if I wanted to put an emoji of a rocket in there, I just hit enter.
Paste.
It said it's pasted it in. If I arrow back to the left.
Rocket.
There it is.
Rocket.
I'll arrow to the right again. I'll put a space. Let's type something else. Colon B-A-L-L.
Man dribbling a basketball. System
man
has a new window.
Dribbling a basketball. Let's arrow down.
Woman dribbling a basketball.
Woman dribbling a basketball.
Rice ball.
Rice ball.
Crystal ball.
Oh, let's try that one. I'll enter there.
Well, paste.
It's pasted that in. Let's try something else. Colon, okay.
Man with hands clasped above his head making the okay gesture. System has a new window.
Man with hands clasped above his head doing the okay gesture for arrow down.
Woman with hands clasped above her head making the okay gesture.
Woman.
Okay hand.
Okay hand, let's do that one.
Well, paste.
Let's do one more. Colon, P.
Man staring straight ahead.
O.
Man staring straight ahead.
O.
System has a new window.
Smiling pile of poo. Let's hit enter.
Paste.
So now, if I arrow back.
Smiling pile of poo. Okay hand. Crystal ball. Rocket.
So as you can see, we've typed in a number of emojis very, very easily. And whichever the last one was will remain on your clipboard. So if you wanted to use that again, then you could just paste it from your clipboard. Let's have a quick look in the menu.
Menu bar.
To
Apple.
See.
Menu extras. Rocket. Menu extra.
So it's in the extras menu. I'll hit VO space on that.
Rocket menu.
Arrow down.
Browse and search ellipses. Fun stats ellipses. Emoji bullet list ellipses. Preferences ellipses.
Let's go into preferences.
Preferences. Window. General. Selected. Tab. 1 of 3.
In here, if I tab.
Launch. Start Rocket. Login. Tick. Checkbox.
You want to do that.
Theme. System. Pop-up button.
That's the color theme.
Trigger key.
Trigger key.
Colon. Content selected.
So
colon.
We've
edit
been
text.
Using colon. It's whatever you want to type, followed by the string straight away afterwards.
Help button. Skin tone. Thumbs up. Selected. Radio button.
And in here, you can choose your skin tone. So if you've got medium, light, dark skin tone.
Thumbs up with light skin tone. Radio button. Thumbs up with medium, light skin tone. Radio button. Thumbs up with medium skin tone. Radio button. Thumbs up with medium, dark skin tone. Radio button. Thumbs up with dark skin tone. Radio button.
And then you won't be asked again. Those will give you your default ones. And you can go in there and change them if you want to.
Disable Rocket within these apps. Table.
You can disable Rocket within certain apps, like Slack, for example, because they have their own very similar ways of doing it. But if you don't want to, you can use this way instead. If I do lots of arrows to the right.
Back button. Remove button. Close button. Minimize button. Full screen button. Preferences. General. Selected. Tab. Advanced. Tab. 2 of 3. Accessibility. Tab. 3 of 3.
This is the new tab, Accessibility, and I wanted to show you in here.
Tab Accessibility. Rocket is proud to be the first emoji picker for blind people.
Rocket's proud to be the first emoji picker for blind people.
Configure Rocket's accessibility settings here. Speech rate.
So you can change the speech rate.
Fast. Pop-up button.
Fast is how I've got it set. That's what the list of emojis sound like when you arrow up and down through them.
Clipboard.
Clipboard.
Put the selected emoji on the clipboard. Tick. Checkbox.
Now that might be super useful just because you might have a favourite one that you might want to use several times. So you can obviously use this wherever you can type. So you could use it in messages, in the messages app on your Mac to send people iMessages with emoji. You can use it in any text document at all. And with continuity, which we all know about, I'm sure, you could type anything on your Mac, including any emojis, and then you could copy it to the clipboard and it'll be available on the clipboard on your iPhone, for example, or iPad, to be able to paste into those two. Brilliant. Thank you, Matthew. If you want to check out Rocket, it's free. If you go to matthewpalmer.net/rocket. Brilliant.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.